Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, September 5th, 2025, and we have a lineup of real estate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. State Roundup. Moore signs exec order fast-tracking housing construction. Powerline surveyors denied U.S. Marshals protection. Moore says he'll take federal crime help, but not from National Guard. Governor Wes Moore signed an executive order to fast-track housing construction in Maryland to address the current 96,000-unit shortage. The order aims to incentivize building more homes to combat the lack of affordable housing options. Meanwhile, a judge denied U.S. Marshals protection for powerline surveyors in Carroll County after alleged threats. Governor Moore stated he is open to federal help to fight crime in Baltimore, but not through National Guard deployment. Mayor Brandon Scott urged residents to stand up for the city amid potential federal troop deployment, while experts questioned the Trump administration's use of troops in American cities. Senate Minority Leader Stephen S. Hershey Jr. is considering a run for governor, and progressive groups endorsed Will Jawando for Montgomery County Executive. Baltimore will pay the state $3.3 million to relieve debt from three closed schools, and consumer advocates seek relief as electric rates rise in Maryland. Rosso Commercial Real Estate arranges new lease for Carhaven in Owings Mills, MD. Rosso Commercial Real Estate has successfully arranged a new lease for Carhaven, a locally owned pre-owned vehicle dealership in Owings Mills, MD. Carhaven will be relocating to a 13,000-square-foot auto dealership on 1.7 acres along Reisterstown Road. Owner Steve Travers praised the Rosso Commercial team for their seamless assistance in securing the perfect location. Ryan Brossel of Rosso Commercial guided the site selection process, identifying the Reisterstown Road property as an ideal opportunity for Carhaven to expand its visibility. This new location offers excellent frontage, strong traffic counts, and infrastructure to support Carhaven's growing operations. Carhaven was represented by Ryan Brossel at Rosso's Cry in collaboration with Jeff Mackler and John Schultz at HR Retail, who represented the landlord in the transaction. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.